views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
AM, the internet, and beyond. Keeping you informed every step of the way. Don't be left behind. You are listening to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show.
Tuesday, April 15th, 2014, number 75, since being in the YNTS studio, currently airing on It's Your Radio, Route 1 Radio, Best After Dark, Transformation Talk Radio, WBOQ AM 1230, audio graded, and if you're listening on the replay throughout the week, W4CY Radio, K4HD Radio, 24/7 on iHeart Radio. Toll free, 855-712-YNTS, 855-712-9687. Tweet at Andrew TweetGeo. Spell the email correct, YoAndrew at YoAndrewNTS.com. YoAndrewNTS.com is the website. Larry Pratt, he's up next, my guest. What are we talking about? Welcome back to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show. Really appreciate all of you for being here and listening as always. This hour, we are now going to be switching courses. If you don't remember, we're going to remind you, about 2 weeks ago, it was another shooting at Fort Hill, largest military base in the United States. And I want to get more information, now it's 2 weeks later, on this shooting and also this supposedly gun ban that does not allow any military personnel of carrying any weapons of any kind on any military bases here in the country. And joining me is my guest. He has been an executive director of Gun Owners of America for over 30 years. He has been elective office in the state legislature of Virginia, serving in the House of Delegates. Also directs a number of other public interest organizations and serves as the vice chairman of the American Institute for Cancer Research. You can follow him on Twitter at Larry Pratt. Larry Pratt is on my phone line. Larry, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much, and thanks for having me on.
Larry, I want to ask you this first. It's been 2 weeks since the second Fort Hill shooting we have witnessed in the past 4 or 5 years. By now, what are some important facts we need to know about this incident, this shooting that we witnessed about 2 weeks ago?
Well, it certainly tells us that the people in charge, and this is the White House, it began with George Bush, the first George Bush, who said that base commanders could ban firearms on base unless, you know, they were having target practice or something, but the idea was, typically I don't think soldiers were prone to walk around with a rifle, but a lot of them were walking around carrying a holstered sidearm, a small arm. Then when President Clinton was in office, he imposed it as a mandate for all military bases. And we've been stuck on stupid like that, not realizing that all of the mass murders in our country have occurred in one kind of gun-free zone or another. And Fort Hood is just the most recent example of this, and the fact that it's occurred twice in the same gun-free zone, you would think would shake a nut or two loose from the tree, but no, these guys continue to be disarmed, and so military installations anywhere in the United States continue to be gun-free zones, continue They might as well have a sign outside the main gate saying, murderers welcome.
Now, Larry, U.S. Army Specialist Ivan Lopez, he is the suspect that killed three soldiers and injured 16 others during the shooting 2 weeks ago. Now, these are Army Specialists. They go through training, they go through background checks, they go around the world to protect our country, our Constitution, our rights. What makes us think that we can't trust our own armed forces to protect themselves with these type of weapons? If they're trained and we give them a lot of trust, why can't we seem to protect them by using these weapons?
There's a kind of mental block that seems to operate in the thinking of those who really don't like anybody having a gun. They think that by making it quote-unquote gun-free, that somehow the gun won't act as a catalyst to turn a disagreement into something worse than a difference of opinion. That's the best I can explain this thinking, because it's foreign to me to allege that somehow being defenseless is a good defense. If an assailant doesn't have a gun, older people can't run as fast. They're going to be victimized. A guy could come into to an old folks' home with a baseball bat and rack up quite a body count. And you know, it's amazing to me that we somehow think that by putting up a sign, we're actually challenging successfully the criminal element. When in fact, if anything, the sign is almost a magnet for murderers. And I'm thinking particularly of the Aurora Theater shooting. There, the dirtbag walked by six theaters that had no prohibition on guns inside the theater. But the state law did permit such if it were posted with a sign. And sure enough, the theater in which he killed the people in Aurora had a big sign by the cashier in the typical movie glass window with the put your money under in the little well up there on the counter. No guns. And that's the one he went into. That's where he killed the people.
I think what really scares me, Larry, is if you try to sit down today and have a conversation about this Fort Hill shooting, no one's talking about it anymore. If you try to look for articles, if you try to get a follow-up, it feels like it's been forgotten. We're just going to wait till something happens again. I'm not saying if you agree or disagree with gun control, mental illness, military ban, any of those issues, we can have a whole conversation about it. I just don't like how the Malaysia Airline 370 has been spoken about for a month, and this shooting on our own military base that could be a lot worse, could be a homegrown terrorism who can walk in tomorrow, we decided to just get up and forget about it because there's suddenly more important issues, and I can't seem to see what more important issue than is than protecting our own men and women on our own bases here on our own soil. I don't understand that.
Representative Stockman from near Houston has been seeking support for his bill that would eliminate the prohibition on guns in schools, the federal law that prohibits people taking guns on school zones. And he hasn't been able to get more than 50, and he takes the bill with him onto the floor of the House and personally approaches other members. It's a real simple bill, you know, public law, blah, 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 is hereby repealed. So they can figure it out real quickly. No hidden tricky words or anything. It is what it looks like. And that's the best he can get, is around 50 co-sponsors. There's something in our thinking that, we don't want guns in schools. Well, the people that really don't want guns in schools are mass murderers. Utah, for instance, is a good example also. Utah says that you can have a gun in a school. If you have a concealed carry permit, you're good to go, welcome, bring it on. But the one time that there was a mass shooting in Utah was at a mall. And guess what? The mall was posted, no guns. Is there a pattern here? Anybody listening? Incredible.
Right now we are speaking with Larry Pratt. He's the executive director of Gun Owners of America for over 30 years. And you can tweet him at Larry Pratt. When we sit here, Larry, and we try to discuss different legislations to figure out why these instances need to stop, first we have to figure out where it's coming from. Is it guns? Is it video games? Is it our perpetration on issues being created in these Hollywood movies? All these issues going on, and there are some people who believe guns are not the problem, so they're creating bills, they're creating acts to try to push that issue away. And one act I found was called H.R. 3199, Safe Military Bases Act, and it was introduced this past September, and it looked like it never got off the ground. Do you know any information about this bill?
I'm pretty sure that's Representative Stockman's bill, and he's had the hardest time getting
people his bill.
To join with him. It's stunning to me that even very conservative Republicans don't want to go there. And I wish I had an adequate explanation what their hang-up is, because we can show them that what they're doing is continuing a virtual invitation to, hey, dirtbag, here's a good place to get a big body count. It's just amazing.
It really is amazing. And in this bill, in this act, it tells us after the first Fort Hill shooting and during the other shooting we saw at a military base this past December at the Navy Yard shooting, we really need to figure out what the problem is, because it's going to get worse. But you know it and I know it. When something big happens where everyone is truly affected, that's when we'll see something dramatic happen. Is it going to be a good thing? We hope so. We really do. I just don't understand how we let this keep happening, and in 2 weeks,
right,
I'm trying to find some pieces, maybe have a conversation with you, and I can't find anything. The latest article I found was from the 7th of April. We're now on April 15th, so I don't know what happened. I guess Fort Hill is doing okay then, because I can't find anything.
No, you won't. Gun Owners of America is located in Fairfax County. We have about twice the population that the District of Columbia has. We're very urban, so in many, many ways, we're rather comparable to the district. The district, however, makes it almost impossible for you to get a gun, and when you finally do get a gun in the district, you can't take it out of your house, unless you're going to a shooting range. But that's it. I mean, you cannot carry it on the street. And well, the crooks are very happy with that. Their murder rate is 9 per 100,000. But over in Fairfax County, where while you do have to get a permit to carry, it's fairly straightforward, and the murder rate is 1 per 100,000. So, you know, any which way we look at the data, the conclusion ought to jump off the page. More guns, less crime. But no, we have people with I think what they are control freaks. And they don't feel that you and I can be trusted. Forget the data. That we just there's this gut feeling of theirs that you and I are not responsible, and if we had that much freedom, we're just going to make a mess of things and shoot the place up. And besides, they've seen that happen on television all the time, so it must be true. And so they continue just letting facts bounce off of them, and it's a very frustrating thing to have to deal with.
And I don't understand why they're focusing so much on us. If a citizen...
They want to control us. Well, I think that's what it is. They want to control us.
Because I feel there are groups out there who are criminals. There are groups out there who have a huge black market, who are able to have their hands on these guns and are able to do something with them. And that's what we need to focus on. But not one politician can tell me anything about this supposed black market. Everyone's got a black market somewhere, if it's for headphones or if it's for iPhones or iPads. There is a black market for guns. You know it and I know it. You go into one of those dark alleys, you open up that briefcase, and there's 10 guns. Choose your pick. I mean, Hollywood kind of puts it out there, but I think you and I can agree that that's what we should be aiming on. And again, they're too busy focusing on the rightful gun owner citizens who aren't doing anything. They are focusing on organizations who have the right to plead out what they believe in. And I think it's being distracted from reality and distracted from the truth of gun control in the country.
Yeah, it's there for the looking and the concluding, if you're of such a mind. But the more I have worked in this area, the more I've become convinced that typically the person who is a supporter of gun control believes that the government should be controlling people, not just in the area of guns, but that we're generally not able to make decisions for ourselves, and we need to be licensed, we need to be registered, we need to be overseen, we need to be controlled. And that mentality, I would call socialist, that would include many Republicans, and practically all Democrats, and that's the mindset we're fighting. It's kind of the assumption is that there's a ruling class, and it's naturally made by those who consider themselves in the ruling class or hangers-on like the media, and then there's the rest of us, the class to be ruled. And they don't use those terms, of course, but I think at the root, that's where this problem emanates.
Larry Pratt, Executive Director of Gun Owners of America for over 30 years. You can tweet him and follow him on Twitter, at Larry Pratt. Larry, thanks for coming on the program. If you want to give my audience some information on how they could contact Gun Owners of America, how they can join your organization, if they choose to.
It's very easy. Go to gunowners.org and... for free, you can get on our alert list, which will keep you posted on what's happening in Washington, and we'll embed email in those alerts so that if you're of a mind, you can send what we've written off to your particular member of Congress, which we find has a great deal of impact. That's one of the big reasons why we were able to defeat gun control last year when a bipartisan couple of senators were pushing it. We beat them, and we beat them with our email list that showed them and the rest of the Senate that the American people don't want gun control.
Thanks, Larry, for coming on the program. Hope we can speak to you in the future.
Looking forward to it. Thank you much.
Have a good one, Larry. When I come back on the O'Andrew News Talk show, I will be asking you, the audience, the question, do you believe the ban should be lifted on military armed forces protecting themselves, holding guns, holding weapons for anything that might intrude? Don't be left behind. I'll be right back.
Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS, 855-712-9687.
I tried everything. The weight pills, the gym subscriptions, monthly weight programs. Nothing worked for me and my body. Then a friend came up to me with a DVD. She said it's Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program, an indoor walk at home program used in thousands of homes for over 25 years. The only thing I needed was a DVD player and a pair of walking shoes. So I put in the DVD and began walking. It was amazing how easy it was, and I had control over the workout. After doing her simple mile or 2 mile workout 3 times a week for just 30 minutes a day, I saw the weight being lost for the first time. And now I feel great because I walked away the pounds with Leslie. You can purchase many easy walking workouts by visiting walkathome.com or call toll free at 888-890-8805. That's 888-890-8805. Be a part of the walking movement by following Leslie on Twitter at Leslie Walks or facebook.com/Leslie Sansone. Do what I did. Walk away the pounds with Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program.
My name is Dr. Howard Dinowitz. I'm a practicing podiatrist for near 30 years in the borough of Brooklyn. If you come to our office, we're going to take care of a multitude of all the foot problems that can affect your feet. We take care of painful ingrown nails, painful heels, painful arthritic condition, diabetic conditions, running injuries, sports-related injuries, overuse injuries, skin problems, anything that affects the foot, from geriatrics to pediatrics and everybody in between. We're going to educate you. We're going to give you the comfort zone in going forward and everything that you need. Our philosophy is to be non-invasive and non-surgical. Anything it takes to educate you, to address the problem, and have you leaving knowing that everything was taken care of, we'll do.
Many ask what it is. Many ask, where is a cure? Sadly, it's not easy. Endometriosis is a non-fatal cancer-like disease affecting 176 million women around the world that need your help. That's why Knockout Endo, an organization seeking nonprofit status, is continuing to fundraise and raise awareness for women with endometriosis. Check out our website, www.knockoutendo.com, to learn what we're doing to defeat this disease every day. Being informed will help you understand why donating is so important. You can help by purchasing items from our website or funding more commercials like these. Don't sit down, but get up to knock out endometriosis.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, first off, hope you are well. And I am. Seems like all you do is promote Geico's web and app abilities. And while I really enjoyed your last commercial where you talked about how I could take a photo of my VIN number and add it to my account all via my Geico app, I've got to think it doesn't leave you much time for anything else. Do tell. Sincerely, Miranda Morgan. Well, Miranda, thank you for asking. And this Geico spokespig does have time to do other things. For instance, I do a lot of
VIN scanning to add a car. Just a tap away on the Geico app.
If allergies put you at the corner of pollen counts are high and it's bringing me down, count on Walgreens to get you feeling better faster. We have the allergy solutions you need right where you need them. So swing by today, because when you feel bad, every second counts. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Get Claritin, the number one doctor-recommended non-drowsy allergy brand. Right now at Walgreens, Claritin Bonus Pack 30 Count comes with 10 free tablets. Use as directed.
Radionomy. Radionomy, the radio experience.
Radionomy.com. Radionomy is available free of charge in the App Store. With Radionomy.com, the radio world is bigger than ever.
Follow Radionomy on social networks and listen to your favorite radio stations. Check out our latest news. Participate in our actions and win sumptuous gifts by entering our exclusive contests. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter /Radionomy, the radio experience.
Are you a musician who'd like to share your music with more than 4 million listeners? Join Jamendo.com, the world's largest platform for free and legal music. Upload your music online, choose a license to protect your rights, and allow people to freely enjoy your creations. Thanks to Jamendo, your songs will be available to professionals who need music for their business. We share 50% of revenue directly with you. Millions of listeners are waiting for your songs. Upload now on Jamendo.com.
Taking a picture is easy, and we love to know where you are listening. Instagram us today at YoAndrewNTS. Call YoAndrew now at 855-712-YNTS. 855-712-9687.
Welcome back to the program. We again thank Larry Pratt, Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, a United States-based firearms lobbying group, coming on to the program and giving us some insight and even giving us a one-way opinion on why banning guns on military bases is not working. It was before the program, and I am somewhat for. I believe if you are a soldier and you are trained and you've got background check to protect my country, you should have the right to hold the gun and protect yourself, because we live in a sick, crazy world. And what we just spoke about during the first hour, homegrown terrorism does exist, and you can have army security who does have weapons in front of the entrance, and that does not mean that they can't get in. We saw it the first time around with Fort Hood, where a homegrown terrorist came in and started to scream words, and eventually an explosion took place. killing many in its path. 855-712-YNTS. 855-712-9687. Do you think the ban being armed, the ban arming militants on our bases, do you think it should be lifted? That's the question I'm asking you. I also believe that they should lift this ban because I said this in the first hour again. We're at war against terror since September 19th, 2001. When you see war against terror, this is not something that Channel 7 News made up just so they can attract listeners and viewership. The war on terror is a real war. You have the three big wars, if you want to make it more clear. You got the Iraqi war, the Afghanistan war, war against terror, war on terror. The Iraqi war is somewhat done, even though I believe there's still more to it. Afghanistan war, this up in the air of if we're going to leave some people in there or if we're going to leave. It's up to President Obama and all that. War on terror. That's the big one. We are at war against terror groups. We're at war against those who believe that creating fear in society and in placing their radical views into government, that's the war we're against. And President Obama, I know you don't read it much, President Obama has tried to have a peace treaty, but he has to have a peace treaty. The number's not on my mind. I believe it's 27 countries. He has to get a peace treaty with 20. I don't know why. Because if what do you mean 27 countries? I mean, you have terrorist groups, but because one country has a certain race, they have to sign a treaty. That would be a great conversation to have in the future. Because, and I'm not lying to you, President Obama has to try to reach out to sign a peace treaty to end this war, and it ends up just getting scratched the same way the budget does. Yeah, the budget comes, is the budget I want, then the budget leaves. This is one of the reasons why we need to have our men armed. Guess what? We're at war. These terrorists out there, they're crazy, they're sick. They're here in America, and they're communicating through the pipes and the zeros and the ones on the internet, and they will find ways to get into our bases, and they will be able to have weapons or devices and use them on our men that we care about, that we trust to help save and protect our country. And we're at war. And I can't see why we can't arm our men and women. I don't know why. We are not talking about 3-4 guys sitting around, all right, we should arm them. No. Supposedly, we train these men, we have background checks, and we should be able to give it to them. Now, I'm giving too much trust, I guess. Because, again, this young man 3 weeks ago who decided to take a gun and kill 3 and injure 16, Ivan Lopez. Now, if Ivan Lopez was already armed, look what will happen. And it does bring on an interesting conversation because I'm talking the perspective of those who are caring and those who can be trusted with a gun. But you might have someone like Ivan Lopez who you don't really know about, and he ends up having this gun already given to him and decide for if it's revenge, if it's a mental illness, if it's spite against a commander of some sort, it can get scary. And that's why we have a conversation. I don't think it should be a simple bill. The bill that me and Larry were speaking about, the Safe Military Bases Act, it's a pretty small bill. It's not something too big. Usually the bill just states that we shall not prohibit anyone from not carrying firearms that are owned by the military. And I understand that the Republicans who did promote this bill, the H.R. 3199, Save Military Bases Act, they made it short because, you know, longer bills creates more loopholes. I know the whole nine yards. But you do have to create more detail. Like, you don't just give someone a gun. I mean, if we feel that someone like Ivan Lopez, who has been hired or has been honored to serve our country, and you give him a gun to protect himself because we are at war, and our bases in the United States are very highly prone for terrorists. Yeah, you got Times Square and the White House and you know, transit systems and bus systems and all of that, and we don't want to say it, but we have to. Again, I travel every day, and my parents work. We always got to look over our shoulder. These military bases, these naval bases, are prone for these terrorists to attack. Yet, we don't know. There's always inside jobs, and there are crazy men. So, yeah, creating a bill to get us to, I don't know, let these men and women have weapons to protect themselves, we also need to look more deeper into it of, okay, we have to know the gun I'm giving it to, is it going to be an Ivan Lopez? It's simple as that. The article I'm reading from is BearingArms.com. Fort Hood fallout, the ban on military personnel carrying weapons on duty isn't new, and it isn't right. I mean, this is the other side of the conversation. Some people believe this doesn't work either. Yeah, you give people guns and someone's still going to shoot up a place. What's the point? Should we be focusing on mental illness again? Even though we know mental illness gets very low in budget every year. I guess the problem is we are looking at an issue, and we look at mental illness, and we look at gun control, and instead of going at each issue one at a time, we are too busy putting them together, disregarding one, fighting about the other, and that's a problem. We need to look at both issues, and we need to figure out in a bipartisan way who has the right to hold a gun, who has the right not to hold a gun. When should we hold a gun? When should we not hold a gun? And we need to look at mental illness and figure out, is this something that has increased the past several years? Is it being shown more because of a 24/7 media outlet? Let's look at that. That's what we have to do. Because they're two separate issues. And there's no reason why they should intertwine with each other. There's no reason why we should talk about any young man or woman coming out with a weapon and deciding to do something that a normal civilian wouldn't do. I personally believe, though, our armed forces should be able to hold weapons because we are at war and because they are professionals and they are trained by our army and they have background checks and they have a right to hold a gun than I do. But we do have to also look into, you don't want to give it to the wrong person. So that's why instead of the Democrats throwing down this bill, the 3199 Save Military Bases Act that was introduced in September 26, 2013, I don't understand why they're throwing this down for. Why are you coming on the attack and saying, well, guns is not the answer. Guns not the answer. I'm not going to war here. I want to protect my soldiers. I want to protect my men. See what I just did? I just created a bipartisan proposal to you. Yes, I believe that guns should be given out, but how should they be given out? How should they be used? And that's when the Democrats should come in, because that's what the majority of Democrats believe in. But they believe in control, control, control. And why? Civilians should not be at all controlled or regulated unless we're doing something where we have to take action upon it. And that's when the government overlooks things, overheads things. 855-712-YNTS, 855-712-9687. The FCC, the Federal Communications Commission, can't tell you what to say. What they could tell you is if something goes on and the majority of someone complains, they have a right to take action. And the federal government, of course, has the right to do it also. But the federal government has the right to come and take action on this situation and hopefully figure out a bipartisan proposal. Not, well, I'm going to take this issue off your hands and we'll take control of it and we'll see what happens. Because that violates the Second Amendment to a certain extent. And also creates a conflict and creates partisanship throughout the civilians here in the United States of America. So that's what I want you to look at when you see the issue of this. And I know, and you know, how many of us even knew about this ban? This ban supposedly came about Bill Clinton, even though many are now saying that this ban has been around in different forms for 45 years. That's a long time. That's four decades. I've been around for 23, so the half of my life, this ban's been enacted. I didn't know about it. The same way last week when we were speaking about the Boy Scouts of America, how we're speaking about the whole gay ban, but how many of us even knew about it? I guess someone creates a ban without no one knowing, or creates a ban when everyone agrees with it. And eventually, if it's not harming anyone, we forget about it. Unless there's been situations where we do need it, and we just don't get informed about it anyway. I think it's interesting. Last segment, sound clip of wisdom time. We are going to be playing a awesome clip, WWE's own The Ultimate Warrior. Still shocking to me. I went to New Orleans last weekend, and I had a heck of a time. You know, I got the drinks and met people and a great old time. I didn't get a beignet, though. Supposedly, it's this donut. And Moon, my voiceover personality, she kept telling me, gotta get the beignet, and I didn't get one. I get my Dunkin' Donuts and Krispy Kreme, but I didn't get the beignet, even though I love the name. I mean, it's such a catchy, like, tweet me at beignet. I mean, meet me at the beignet. I mean, yo, you want some beignets? You want three beignets? It's just all... I love it. I love talking. when you move to Las Vegas, and if you take a trip to New Orleans, please get a beignet for me. Not even moving a lot. You're staying in Brooklyn. All right, well, give me a slice of pizza. You know I like my Brooklyn pizza, Howard. You know I do. Okay, so it was shocking how the Ultimate Warrior, WWE superstar, late 80s into 90s, he was inducted to the Hall of Fame, and long speech, memorable, came out to Monday Night Raw for the first time in 18 years. Monday Night Raw is the wrestling weekly program every Monday night, and a week ago tonight, he passed away, and the biopsy came back, and he had a heart attack at 54 years old. We do have the sound clip of wisdom coming up next, and we do have him, what he said on Raw. We can have a great conversation about it, and we can also even have some eyebrows raised of what he said. I'm going to share that more with you for the wrestling fans and for those who just want to hear the clip and hear what he said. I'm going to break sound clip of wisdom. Don't be left behind.
Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS, 855-712-9687.
I tried everything. The weight pills, the gym subscriptions, monthly weight programs. Nothing worked for me and my body. Then a friend came up to me with a DVD. She said it's Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program, an indoor walk at home program used in thousands of homes for over 25 years. The only thing I needed was a DVD player and a pair of walking shoes.
So I put in the DVD and began walking. It was amazing how easy it was, and I had control over the workout. After doing her simple mile or 2 mile workout 3 times a week for just 30 minutes a day, I saw the weight being lost for the first time. And now I feel great because I walked away the pounds with Leslie. You can purchase many easy walking workouts by visiting walkathome.com or call toll free at 888-890-8805. That's 888-890-8805. Be a part of the walking movement by following Leslie on Twitter at LeslieWalks or Facebook.com/LeslieSansone. Do what I did. Walk away the pounds with Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program.
My name is Dr. Howard Dinowitz. I'm a practicing podiatrist for near 30 years in the borough of Brooklyn. If you come to our office, we're going to take care of a multitude of all the foot problems that can affect your feet. We take care of painful ingrown nails, painful heels, painful arthritic condition, diabetic conditions, running injuries, sports-related injuries, overuse injuries, skin problems, anything that affects the foot from geriatrics to pediatrics and everybody in between. We're going to educate you. We're going to give you the comfort zone in going forward and everything that you need. Our philosophy is to be non-invasive and non-surgical. Anything it takes to educate you, to address the problem and have you leaving knowing that everything was taken care of, we'll do.
Many ask what it is. Many ask where is a cure. Sadly, it's not easy. Endometriosis is a non-fatal cancer-like disease affecting 176 million women around the world that need your help. That's why Knockout Endo, an organization seeking nonprofit status, is continuing to fundraise and raise awareness for women with endometriosis. Check out our website, www.knockoutendo.com, to learn what we're doing to defeat this disease every day. Being informed will help you understand why donating is so important. You can help by purchasing items from our website or funding more commercials like these. Don't sit down, but get up to knock out endometriosis.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, first off, hope you are well. And I am. Seems like all you do is promote Geico's web and app abilities. And while I really enjoyed your last commercial where you talked about how I could take a photo of my VIN number and add it to my account all via my Geico app, I've got to think it doesn't leave you much time for anything else. Do tell. Sincerely, Miranda Morgan. Well, Miranda, thank you for asking. And this Geico spokespig does have time to do other things. For instance, I do a lot of
VIN scanning to add a car. Just a tap away on the Geico app.
If allergies put you at the corner of pollen counts are high and it's bringing me down, count on Walgreens to get you feeling better faster. We have the allergy solutions you need right where you need them. So swing by today, because when you feel bad, every second counts. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Get Claritin, the number one doctor-recommended non-drowsy allergy brand. Right now at Walgreens, Claritin Bonus Pack 30 Count comes with 10 free tablets. Use as directed.
Radionomy. Radionomy, the radio experience.
Radionomy.com.
Radionomy is available free of charge in the App Store. With Radionomy.com, the radio world is bigger than ever.
Follow Radionomy on social networks and listen to your favorite radio stations. Check out our latest news. Participate in our actions and win sumptuous gifts by entering our exclusive contests. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter /Radionomy, the radio experience.
Are you a musician who'd like to share your music with more than 4 million listeners? Join Jamendo.com, the world's largest platform for free and legal music. Upload your music online, choose a license to protect your rights, and allow people to freely enjoy your creations. Thanks to Jamendo, your songs will be available to professionals who need music for their business. We share 50% of revenue directly with you. Millions of listeners are waiting for your songs. Upload now on Jamendo.com.
Tweeting is not a new trend. How about Tweet Yo Andrew on the air and off the air at Andrew Tweet Geo.
We are at the end of the second hour. We're almost done here. I know some of you are getting all ready on spring break. who's on spring break out there? Well, probably not listening to me then. You probably have the red cup in your hand. You know, a quick story. I know, very, very small one. It was one party I went to. I had a green cup. It was a green cup, and they said, Andrew, you know, you drank. I said, what's this? So one, I said, it's a green one. You have the red, you have the blue, you know. Blue for girls, red for guys, you know, kind of different. No, this is greens, green cup. I said, okay. So I drank, had a great time. I mean, sometimes you get the red cup, you get the blue cup, and then here comes the greens and the yellows. I mean, where they sold out of it at Pathmark? Where'd they go? Where's the green? And this is not St. Patrick's. That was a long time ago. Sound clip of wisdom. It's a sound clip we play to end off the program. A clip that might show you a lesson. A clip that might present an issue. Or it might just create a memory. And we talk about it. And we want you to talk about it. It's more of a off-air conversation. You can always email me about the sound clip of wisdom. YoAndrew@YoAndrewNTS.com. You can tweet me at AndrewTweetGo. And for all those who are listening on replay, again, you can email me and tweet me when the replay is on for everything on the program. I know you can't call me up. I won't be on live, but you'll be hearing the replay and you can hear me. So there's nothing wrong with that. So I want you to listen here. Sound Clip of Wisdom is the ultimate warrior who passed away a week ago tonight. And this was his last words on Monday Night Raw. And it was his first time on Monday Night Raw in 18 years. Here it is, Sound Clip of Wisdom. This is Ultimate Warrior speaking to the WWE Universe.
Well then, you shut up, Warrior, and let me do the talking. No WWE talent becomes a legend on their own. Every man's heart one day beats its final beat. His lungs breathe their final breath. And if what that man did in his life makes the blood pulse through the body of others and makes them bleed deeper in something than larger than life, then his essence, his spirit, will be immortalized by the storytellers, by the loyalty, by the memory of those who honor him and make the running the man did live forever. You are the legend makers of Ultimate Warrior. In the back, I see many potential legends, some of them with warrior spirits, and you will do the same for them. You will decide if they lived with a passion and intensity, so much so that you will tell your stories and you will make them legends as well. I am Ultimate Warrior. You are the Ultimate Warrior fans. And the spirit of Ultimate Warrior will run forever!
The Ultimate Warrior! The newest member of the Hall of Fame!
In WWE, there are some men that are good on the mic, and there are some men who are not. Some can go out there, take the microphone, they can rile up the fans, they'll get people together. And that's one of the requirements of being a wrestling superstar, is getting the WWE universe, getting the audience to interact with you from the ring and being able to interact from to the audience itself. In his first half of that speech, that little 4-minute speech on Raw last Monday, He first comes out and talks about being a legend. But have you noticed the first part of his speech? He wasn't talking about when someone leaves a company and moves on, and if they're remembered, and it goes into the meaning of being a legend. He was talking about when a legend passes away. That's what I was hearing from it. I was hearing that if when a legend who did everything it can sadly passes away, and you see all these different things, that truly is a legend. And for you to be that type of legend, it's you, the audience, who makes a legend. That's what I heard. And what scares me the most is I felt he knew. He knew, or God knew, that he was going to sadly pass away 24 hours later. I mean, I don't know what to say. It's the way that first half of that speech went. Do some people out there really know when their time is up? I sure don't. After this, I'm going to go hang out. I mean, I don't think about the, my last 10 minutes. This is not a Hollywood movie. Ultimate Warrior, though, the wrestler and him as a human being, he was just a special person all around. And he affected everyone individually. So when you see him come out and say something like this, it really shows you that he was someone special. Another thing is, was this a script or not? Yeah, he ended it and the music cued, so it kind of gives me a clue that it was scripted. Though when people come up to me and say wrestling's fake and it's a soap opera, truthfully, the best part about wrestling is not knowing when something's fake, not knowing when something's scripted, not knowing when something's real. It puts you on your feet. It's probably the best part. It gets you talking. That's the best part. When you watch a soap opera on television, yeah, you know it's scripted. It's pre-recorded. They taped it for about 15 hours. Days of Our Lives, Dallas. Okay. We know that wasn't real. Yeah, I mean, the gun goes off, the smack in the face, all right. So, but WWE is a different type of soap opera because you don't know what's real and what's not real. Ultimate Warrior proven that when he came out a week ago. I love this sound clip of wisdom because it really gives a conversation about death. And it also gives a conversation about legends. About true celebrities being born. Should Nicki Minaj and Justin Bieber be legends? After what Ultimate Warrior just said, I don't think so. I don't think they enter that category at all. Ultimate Warrior, yeah, it was fake. But come on. These WWE wrestlers wrestle every single day. They got no off season. They don't go back home with their family for 3 months. You don't win the championship and everything, okay, we'll see you next year. You might be champion for months and months and months at a time. 234 days or 181 days. That's a lot of days. That's a lot of work. That's a lot of power that the human body can't take. And when you have these wrestlers who choose to take drugs and choose to take alternatives to keep their bodies going, it doesn't make it any better. So Ultimate Warrior had a lot to say, and I'm glad he said it. And I'm glad he was able to give us those last words before he left us. Left us way too early, 54 years old. That's young. In 2014, and the average man lives to 78. Men now live in their 90s, and they're going to live further. I hope I get to see that. I want to thank my mom. I want to thank my brother. Love you. Thank you. I want to thank my crew. Howard Forrest, my phone screener. Mary Claire Siniskalki, my producer. Moon Summer, voiceover personality. My father, Teddy Giordano, spectating as always. I want to thank Larry Pratt, our guest, for coming on the air today and being able to give us some insight. You can follow Larry Pratt at Larry Pratt on Twitter. You're able to do that. if you want to. You can tweet him some questions. If you want to hear more about the organization he's a part of, Gun Owners of America, a United States-based firearms lobbying group, if you agree with that side, hey, contact them on Twitter, at Larry Pratt. You can even go on their website, and you'll be able, gunowners.org, and be able to be a part of that. Now, of course, I want to thank you, the audience. You make this happen. You make this happen. I just put everything together. Just like that. Next Tuesday night, listen to the replay throughout the week. Don't be left behind.
Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub.
Anxiety is in many ways a learned behavior, which is rooted in our childhood. During our early years, when we are the most dependent on others, negative feedback, judgment, or ridicule infiltrate our subconscious mind and leave us wondering whether we are really safe, lovable, or good enough. In response, a part of our mind develops protective strategies to keep us from getting hurt. Let's imagine that the anxiety you've been battling with stems from the part that has assumed the job of keeping you safe. Doesn't it then make sense that your anxiety makes you expect the worst, so that you are prepared, keeps you on your toes to avoid failure, or shames and belittles you before someone else can do this to you? When you consider the source of your anxiety as a vulnerable child that just tries to keep you safe, you no longer feel that you're the victim of your own mind, but instead are more easily able to take on the role of the caring, reassuring adult.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Torella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Torella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub.
Negative self-talk plays a major role in how we create fear and anxiety. You're probably familiar with that worried, insecure, or critical voice that rises from somewhere deep inside, often at the most inopportune moments. You don't seem to choose the limiting, anxiety-triggering, or self-sabotaging thoughts, nor do you seem to be in control of them. Over the years, I've found that rather than ignoring or suppressing these negative thoughts, what works best is to redirect the mind with at least three counterbalancing arguments that shed light on the opposite, positive points of view. For example, if your negative thought was something bad will happen, counterbalances could be, right now I'm okay. There have been many times I was worried and everything turned out well. I have the strength and abilities to handle anything that comes my way. Positive counterbalancing is training your mind to search for and find uplifting and empowering perspectives for any given situation.
Used clinically by top-line doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol-sensitive patients. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, 800-203-3775.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.